Aloha! You are listening to Inside the Desert Oasis Room, episode number 80. This episode is sponsored by Tandawai Rum. Since 1854, Tandawai Distillers has been producing quality rum from the Philippines. The indisputable history of their Philippine rum is the foundation of which the Tandawai legacy continues today. Tandawai Asian Rum is made with premium varieties of heirloom sugarcane grown in the Visayas region of the tropical island of the Philippines. It is the same Southeast Asian vintage canes that has been cultivated for centuries in the tropical maritime climate and rich Philippine soil, which makes Tandawai Asian Rum distinctly Filipino. Tandawai Rum also has lots of history in the tropical exotic cocktail era when it first began with Don the Beachcomber and his Filipino barmen in the 1930s. There's evidence that these legendary bartenders created some of the first tropical cocktail recipes using Tandawai Rum. For more information, go to TandawaiUSA.com or stop by Tandawai USA's Facebook page. Today we chat with Tribal Theory. Founded in 2005 in San Diego, California, Tribal Theory creates and performs their own brand of urban reggae and feel-good island music. We recorded this episode from their green room at the House of Blues, where they were headlining an all-star lineup with CRSB, Bo Napoleon, and Ellie Mack. Such a friendly and gracious group of guys. It was really great getting to know them, hearing the story of how the band got started, their songwriting process, and the delicate art of rubbernecking. As always, I hope you enjoy listening to this episode as much as we did bringing it to you. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to the podcast. It's free and it will make it easier for you to follow our adventures. Shares on your social media pages are always appreciated, and if you'd like to support the show, please stop by DesertOasisRoom.com and click on the donate button. Every donation, no matter the size, helps keep this podcast coming to you every week. Alrighty, here's my conversation with Tribal Theory. I hope you enjoy it.
Inside the Desert Oasis Room.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boys,
Tribal Theory.
And you're listening to Inside the Desert Oasis Room.
Yeah. One of them chill, the other one's a killer. One that winds down and one that's a keeper. Best of both worlds, don't know what to do. Stuck in the middle of two. One of them real, the other one realer. One picks up and the other one delivers. Best of both worlds, don't know what to do. Stuck in the middle of two.
Me happy, tell you my love. Soon as you walk my way, I love, I make you feel okay. Setting the mood just right, no matter if it's night or day. You give me all just suck right now, and I'm in there with no shame. Give me everything that you want, I got my mind, got my heart, got my soul, just all time. Had me really lost with the words, can't explain every time that I see you. Love is just a word, but somehow, in some way, that's just what we're feeling. More game. Told you just to lay back and let the ride begin, yeah. Always down to ride, you never die. A rude girl with a piece by her side. A true shadow girl, yes, I do like. I got no problem when you want to go fight. Girl, you really turn me on, doing all the damn things that you just keep doing. Second of the cheddar all day long, like a queen and king should do it. Living life all around, girl, you don't pay. Money and Clyde, look, yeah, that's the thing. I don't know what to do, don't know who to choose now.
One of them chill, the other one's a killer. One that winds down and one that's a keeper. Best of both worlds, don't know what to do. Stuck in the middle of two. One of them real,
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Check it, check it, check, check, check.
Aloha, ladies and gentlemen. We are live from the House of Blues in Anaheim, and we are in the green room here with Tribal Theory tonight.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. What's happening, fellas?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, definitely.
How was the show last night in San Diego?
Amazing. I love playing in San Diego. It's so nice playing at home.
That's your hometown.
Yeah. Based out of Dago.
Yeah. So, you guys have been around for, what, about a dozen years or so now?
2005.
Yeah. So Ku
and I were in the original seven. There was seven of us.
Yeah. So how did that band get started?
That actually got started with the ukulele player, the drummer, and they all did, they all went to high school together in Morris High School in San Diego. Right. And they, we all had island roots to like a halau. We all danced, did Polynesian cultural dance together, all in the same thing. So they kind of started it off, did a garage band kind of thing, and we all hopped in, kind of evolved from there. But it started in a garage right out of a halau.
What made you guys decide to start the band then?
Originally, it was just because music, I mean, with dancing, it kind of fell in with music. So you kind of listen to a lot of stuff when we're in there. And being of, you know, island descent, we all just listened to reggae and that kind of thing.
Right.
But it kind of fell on us. We just liked playing music,
right?
To be honest.
The island reggae scene out here in California is, you know, it's kind of cool because we don't really have like island radio in Southern California anywhere.
It's very underrated.
Yeah. Right?
Underrated.
Right?
Very totally. Underrated.
Right? You know, you go to Hawaii and it's all over the
every
place.
Every other station.
It's what everybody listens to out there. Mm-hmm. And then you come home and you're like, you know, are like anonymous then, right?
Yeah.
You can walk the streets and nobody bothers you.
Yeah.
But then you go to the islands and then like everybody mobs you, I bet.
Yeah.
Right. So what about your musical backgrounds? I mean, like, you guys were dancers. Did you guys grow up playing instruments or did you guys go to school for music?
I personally started playing guitar and drums before I started singing. And I did that in high school for a really long time, and that's kind of where my base was. I wasn't even a singer, but
Rudy and I are from Guam, so born and raised in Guam, moved out here 7-8 years ago.
All right,
we grew up playing music together in high school. We played reggae, we played rock, we played R&B. So, I mean, for me personally, I started playing music when I was 13 in a live bar setting.
Really?
Yeah, because you could get away with that in Guam.
I was going to say, they let you
don't
do
tell
that.
Anybody.
Yeah, just don't tell anybody.
Wait, what's a drinking age in Guam?
It used to be 18.
Okay.
But when we were like 20, I think it changed. So it didn't really matter because we moved out here and then we still had to wait to be 21 to drink. So
that sucks, man.
Yeah. No, we
so you're hitting the bars like when you're 18 and then they pull your card 2 years later and they say you got to wait another year.
Well, we were already playing, so no one really, you know.
Right.
No one really cared. You know, we were already playing all the bars and doing that.
Tell me about the music scene in Guam. Is it similar to the island reggae that we hear, like, say, in Hawaii?
It's very similar. I like to think of it as very progressive and kind of, you know, the typical bar scene. You know, you're going to have hits of island reggae, like bands cover like Fiji and stuff like that. Also, there's a lot of original music on Guam,
right,
too. So just in that kind of perspective, the music scene is very diverse, whether it's live bands, original music, or, you know, cover bands trying to like get the night going,
right,
stuff like that. So
I always wonder like what the musical influences are from, you know, Guam just seems like it's so far away.
I mean, is the radio there similar to like?
Awesome. The radio gets a lot of the stuff that is popular out here, especially within the island reggae scene. But I think in general, there's just a lot of inspiration from all sorts of genres, whether it's R&B, rock. We have, you know, metal bands,
right?
Like on the island. Wait, we used to play metal.
Well, we saw the transition between like our TV. We didn't get TV for like 2 weeks. Like a lot of like the standard TV out here, we didn't get for 2 weeks. That was the same with radio too. It was kind of slow. But us growing up, like adolescents going teenager up into adulthood, like we saw the transition like instant media with the internet and all that.
Right, right.
So I think when we were in the music scene, that's when a lot of the music started pouring in. And then the band started becoming more eclectic and started playing more music.
And what led you down the path of doing like island reggae? I mean, if you guys were doing just, like heavy metal and stuff
before.
It was
just part of like life. Like our parents, like my dad listens to like Bob Marley to Fiji to, you know, old school Hawaiian music.
Right.
And, you know, everything to like the Gap Band and, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire. So it was a very kind of eclectic just in the household. And that translated to us being able to play,
yeah,
multiple things, you know, pretty much just hustle our talent and just, you know, we're gigging in our teens, you know, we're going to school and then playing at night.
So you guys are all pros now, right?
Yeah, you could say.
When it comes to the scene, quote unquote scene,
yeah.
Yeah, we're conditioned. Yeah,
we're listening to a lot of bands that are like huge now, or you know, we're listening to Sons of Zion like a long time ago, and now they're making their way out to the U.S. doing IRF, and we had a couple of shows with them in Hawaii, and they're blowing up now.
It's crazy. I was listening to you guys in the same way. Someone told me, "Oh, you got to go see Tribal Theory," and you guys opened for Rebel Soldiers at the Observatory. It was like a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
I was at that show, and I thought, wow, these guys are pretty good. I'd never heard of them before. But of course, I mean, I apologize that you were already like 10 years in.
No, it's cool, man. That's one of the things of being independent, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, your music is, it's a little bit different than some of the other island reggae bands that are out there right now. Who does all the songwriting for you guys?
We all do it. We actually just got out of the studio.
Oh,
all
right.
Yeah, so we're doing a new album. We all took a big part on it.
Okay. We all have equal part in the whole process. Yeah,
writing
sure.
to music to everything. It's all.
Tell me about that songwriting process.
It usually starts with like a weird chord, or we've been to where times we've been on the road and, you know, you just pops into your head, we pull up Logic and a MIDI real quick and throw down something,
right?
And once we have that, we have a bass. So once we have our bass, once we get back home, we can like do whatever we want with it. Most of the times the way it starts doesn't usually come out in the end
interesting,
which is cool because we're creative enough to move on top of that, which is nice. I like that we're more creative than the basic.
I've always found it interesting how people come up with lyrics. So tell me about that.
This guy over here.
The lyrics to the music that you guys write.
With me, like personally, it just depends on what the topic is. And, you know, I kind of put myself in that topic, you know, depending on whatever that topic is, you know. So
now the difference with your music is you guys are very positive, right? It's all happy music. It's not like country music where you're singing about like, you know, some girl who left you or
I mean we could write stuff like that, but you know, sometimes within the writing process it's just whatever me personally, it comes off the top of the dome. So it's like I put myself in that feeling, put the lyrics, and then bam, it surprises me sometimes, because sometimes when I write it and I sit there and I look at it and I was like, sometimes it doesn't fit to what they're doing, but it actually does.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of our stuff is based off life too.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
We take, I mean, the life that we live right now is like crazy anyway. The fact that we pursue this kind of our dream career kind of thing.
Right. Right.
So the content is definitely there between everybody.
It's funny that you hit on that, because there's a lot of people that want to be doing what you guys are doing. Let's put it this way. What would you say to those artists that just feel like they're grinding and grinding and grinding and they just feel like they're not going anywhere?
Keep grinding.
Just keep grinding. Going. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we're anywhere from 23 to 30 now, and we've been doing this for how long? what, since 2005, 2008, 13 years. And you've got to think, like, at some point it should take off. But right. we're still, like, super young.
Right.
Most people would say, like, 30s start, like, the tip. You know what I mean?
Was that always a goal, though? Like, when you started playing, like, when you were in your halal, was it a goal to try to make a career in music? Or no. it was just, like, a fun no. thing to just start doing?
Not at first. It was just a hobby. I just liked playing. To be honest.
So what was the thing that, like, took you to the next level?
I think just personal growth. Me and Rudy for sure just wanted to play.
Yeah, we already decided we wanted to play music.
Right.
I mean, our epitome of growth in Guam when it was playing music was, hey, we're going to open up for the, I don't know, Revolution. Oh, we're going to be the band right before Revolution. That was our, like, climax.
So you guys already saw it. You already saw where you were going to be.
We've opened up for
pretty much every reggae band that's coming
list.
Through.
I saw the list. Dude. You should drop the names, man. Throw the names out there.
Yeah.
Actually opened up for like Kamani Marley.
Kamani Marley.
Expendables.
I backed up Nyora once. I played guitar for Nyora. Expendables. Iration. Stranger. Tribal Seeds. You name it. Like pretty much every reggae band, Soulja, that's been to Guam. Like we, that's what our, like, that's what our goal was as a gigging musician in Guam. But now we're out here, like, we're doing our own thing, and which is cool, you know, right, to be able to, like, actually headline a show and do it consistently.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. You guys opened up for the same people that we've opened
we
up before. And we didn't even know y'all then.
Yeah.
And they don't like, they barely remember us. And it's just like, that's pretty cool that, you know, it's been part of the process. That's why I believe, like, you just got to believe in the process, believe in the struggle. If you feel like this is what you're meant to do, then work at it.
Right.
The second you want to quit is when you got to keep going, man.
Yeah, you got to do that push, right?
Keep pushing.
It's like being at the gym.
Yeah, exactly. Like being at the gym. One more rep.
You're right. One more rep. Yep. 5 more minutes on the treadmill, whatever it takes.
Whatever it is. One more calorie. No.
All you. Now, for the next couple of months, you got show dates all up and down the West Coast.
Yeah.
You guys have a favorite place that you like to visit or perform? Are they the same or are they different?
West Coast is awesome. I think they're all different. Every region is different. You know, Seattle's its own thing.
Right.
The Bay is its own thing. Going into Vegas. Everyone, everywhere is different and it's fun.
I like going anywhere and seeing somebody that likes us.
Right.
Anywhere. It can be anywhere.
That's a charge, I bet.
Yeah. Anywhere there's good food, too.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. It always trips me out, like, when I look at tour dates and, you know, these are island reggae bands. And then I'll see, like, a venue in Omaha, Nebraska. And I'll think, who's listening to island reggae in Omaha, Nebraska?
Madison, Wisconsin. There's people, like, you would never think there's reggae fans out there, but there's reggae fans in Madison, Wisconsin. Like, random spots in the U.S. for sure.
Now, I'm curious, are the crowds different from town to town, or is it kind of the same? I mean, because, like, you have, like, reggae bands that come out of Jamaica, and then you got reggae bands that come out of, like, the Pacific Islands, right? And sometimes the crowd's a little bit different, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're always, I mean, you're going to get the vibe from, you know, if you're on the West Coast or East Coast, it's always going to be different. But what I think what's interesting to me is playing across the nation, everybody is kind of there for one thing, and it's the music, which is cool, and the good vibes.
Yeah.
We've never had, I don't think we've ever had an issue with any fan whatsoever throughout our whole nationwide tour. That
no stalkers or nothing,
no
nothing
bad
crazy.
Vibes
no,
yeah. whatsoever.
It's always real cool. Yeah. But that's, I mean, that's like reggae music. You go to a hip hop concert, like someone's gonna have some fun.
There's a Billie Jean in the audience.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know if it's hip hop or pop or whatever, man, but there's gonna be some girl out there saying that, right?
Billie Jean. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I like, you know, I shout out like all the music festivals. You know, because all the people that are in different, you know, cities, different states, you know, like festivals like Cali Roots,
killer.
You know, they'll come out and then they'll be exposed into something different rather than, you know, Jamaican reggae, rather than Cali reggae. You have, you know, bands like New Kingston from the East Coast, and you just get like a nice kind of cornucopia of musicians, genres, and people all in one place. And that's how you get, you know, kind of involved and in depth with other, you know, bands from this place, from that place, and you meet the fans and people are like, oh, why can't you come to like Missouri or, you know, come back to Florida or something like that.
We've gotten weird requests, man.
Like, so weird. So it's funny. I know you guys said that you haven't met anybody weird or anything. Like everybody's been cool. Do you have any? Do you have like a memorable story? Like, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened? No,
there's a lot of stories.
What? Will this get
I got one.
All right,
this is we always talk about this when we whenever I don't know why.
Peter,
no, it's not you. Oh, okay. It's not you. It's about Peter. It's about Peter. So this one time. Okay, so we do this thing. It's called rubbernecking. The first person that passes out,
okay,
is free game. So,
this sounds bad.
Yeah, it sounds real bad. So what you do is they're sleeping on the bed. You stand over them, basically between your legs,
man.
And you jump on the bed. There can be more than one person. They're like rubberneck. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay.
So two of our other band members, they are no longer with us. But they're not dead. Not dead.
Right. They're just not
with the band anymore.
FYI, this is still alive.
And that's why. This is why the story is interesting, because we killed them both. No,
it was in Guam.
Yeah, it was in Guam. But they wanted to do a super hardcore rubberneck. And I'm not going to say he was intoxicated. We're not going to use that word.
No, Peter was blacked out.
Peter was blacked out.
Blacked out.
They tried to do a super one and lift the bed on both sides. So they were like, okay, 1, 2, 3, we're going to do this. 1, 2, 3, one guy does it, the other guy doesn't. And this guy hits his head on the side of the dresser.
Oh, man.
And everyone's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
So I shouldn't be laughing then.
We got one guy recording, three guys.
The kicker is he wakes up in the morning, he's like, why does my face hurt?
Oh, He didn't even know.
He never even knew.
And so
we had our
old keyboard player, he knocked on the door and he was like, hey, bro, you okay? And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, dude, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, dude.
I know my face hurts.
I know my face hurts, but...
Please tell me someone got this on video.
It definitely is on video.
Bro. Okay,
is it on YouTube? Is it on the
issue
band's
is
YouTube
used to
page?
Be on Vine.
Oh, yeah.
And Vine got rid of all their content, and it's gone forever. But it was hilarious because it was 6 seconds of just the whole thing.
Boom!
Dip, dip, boom. Dip, dip, boom.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and this was like, it was going on when we were in Hawaii.
Yeah, we did this everywhere.
On Guam. It was just... Whenever someone would fall
You can't
asleep,
turn around then, man.
Yeah, I mean, you can't judge these guys.
Just don't sleep. Just don't sleep when everybody's in the room.
And he was a coo is a word.
He did it to everybody.
We're going to rubberneck
him. Yeah. And like people are tired. We're on tour and they just, come on, man. But everybody ends up doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Or getting it.
Oh, man. That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
It's good.
Well, you guys, and this was a fun interview. I just want to say thank you again.
Thank you. I appreciate everything.
I want to be respectful of your time. I know that we've got a show happening tonight. Yeah. Let's talk about who you guys are playing with tonight.
Tonight we got it's us, Tribal Theory, Ellie Mack,
Bo Napoleon,
CRSB.
I had CRSB on the show maybe a month ago.
Nice. Oh, yeah, when they were
cool
here.
Guys. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I just noticed is... Everyone, with the exception of Ellie Mack, are Cali boys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is like a hometown show tonight.
A little homecoming.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, before we wrap up, what's the future of Tribal Theory?
New album.
Time Lapse.
Called Time Lapse. Yeah, we'll come out with full length. We did that with our buddy Jesse Barrera, who did our Reclamation album. Produced that one and helped co-write that one, and he's doing the same with this. It's amazing, man. Like the vibe on this one is crazy. You actually hear tonight, you'll hear a lot of the new stuff.
Awesome, man. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. If anybody wants to see tour dates and listen to some of your music, what's your website? Let's throw that out there.
TribalTheoryMusic.com. You can check us out on Instagram at Tribal Theory. Facebook is Tribal Theory. iTunes, Spotify,
Pandora,
Google, hashtag time lapse.
#timelapse. All right, cool, man. Well, I'm looking forward to the show tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's going to be good, man. I've seen you guys play live many times. And again, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Big ups and aloha to you.
Yeah. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Until next time.
Until next time. Yeah, for sure.
All right, brother.
Peace. Peace.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, comments, or just want to leave a shout-out, stop by our Facebook group page, Inside the Desert Oasis Room, or follow us on Instagram at Polynesian Pop. To listen to previous episodes or be featured in a future episode, go to DesertOasisRoom.com.
I see you, girl, and yeah, you know I'm parked here right outside. Ain't trying to be here for a while, no. Put your drink down, we can go. Or you can meet me at my show. Promise you'll keep it on a low, low. No pressure if you're down. Because I'm so faded of your confidence. I'll take you out. But don't love me now. Cause you're the right type. Yeah, you got me feeling that right high. Baby, you know we are part time lovers. I promise that we won't take all night. Park the car under that streetlight. We'll be alright if we're part time lovers. I see you sitting all alone. You taking selfies on your phone. Sitting so sexy with your latte. Have you been waiting? Is this you taking? Put your drink down, we can go. Take it easy, take it slow. Promise I'll treat your body right. And be your mister tonight, love. Cause I'm so faded off your innocence.
Just won't stop. Pulling all night long cause I'm playing that song. She loves it when I hit that spot. Made her lips touch mine while we both recline in the backseat of my ride. That's just my kind of love, girl, but not the only one. I got another little piece that wants to give me some. It rolls up all the kinds of herbs that got me feeling like you can be my part time, my yes for love.
Cause you're the right time. Yeah, you got me feeling the right.